Delvon Johnson. Now, Justin, you penned this man to be the man in the middle. You got super hyper excited. What game was that last year? Maybe you blocked like three shots in a row, ran the floor, chunk dunked it back.
Home game?
I think it might have been at Auburn.
It was at
Auburn. That's right. That was a fantastic. Say hello to Freaky Joe, Justin, and the beautiful and talented Lauren back in the studio, live in Little Rock.
What's up, y'all? What's up?
Hey.
Can you hear him?
Yeah, no, it sounds great. I didn't want to interrupt. I'm sorry. Hey. Hello.
How you doing?
What's up, my man?
I'm good. What do you think? This is it. Your senior year. Down here representing the team. What were some of the more difficult questions you had to answer today?
Like the awkward type questions.
That's always
that
awkward.
ESPN act.
I hate those guys. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Just told me to stare in the camera and answer a couple awkward questions.
Are you excited about being able to represent the team out here, though?
Yeah, I'm very excited.
How was the preseason?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Very good. Very successful.
What'd you take away from some of the newer guys? You got Ricky Scott up there, right? Mardrakus Wade. Those some young, tough guys going to add to the guard lineup?
Yeah, they're real tough. They like leaders. They're freshmen, but they feel like leaders. They push up sometimes, so I really like them a lot.
I read about how Coach Pelfrey had you guys wear some hard hats and a hammer. Did he give everyone their own hammer?
First day, we had a meet. He came out with a table with like a red cover over it. And then he just uncovered it and all had our names on the hard hat with a hammer with our name on it. We just all started laughing.
So now from his perspective, I'm sure, obviously, he's talking about getting back to work, some hard work, trying to build some team chemistry. Have you tried to take a bigger role and trying to be a leader on this team and bringing in the new guys and recovering from really a tough year last season?
Yeah, I feel like I should be a leader because I'm a senior, and I've been here last year, so all the guys, they look up to me, especially the freshman and junior college transfer, Marvell. He looked like he's my roommate, so I help him out a lot. So I just find myself talking to them, making sure they get the plays because I know all the plays and everything. So I'm just making sure they get it straight, so we'll be all right.
If there's one guy on the team that when you try to explain to him, he just doesn't get it, and you got to take those big hands of yours and smack him in the back of the head, who is it? Don't worry, not too many people listen to this right now, but who would be the guy, the kid on the team right now that needs a smack just to get it through their head? I got to do it to Justin every once in a while back in the studio, sometimes 3-4 times for him to get the point.
I think it would be Marvell.
Marvell?
Yeah.
Well, thank God he's staying with you. So who would you say other than yourself, toughest guy on the team? Toughest guy, nose to nose. You wouldn't want to go nose to nose with.
I think it's a tie between Sanchez and Ulysses.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he looks like a tough kid.
Tough.
How's Sanchez's feet? They all right?
Yeah, he's good.
You guys trying to carry him from the dorm to just so he doesn't.
Nah, he's good. He's good. He's real good.
I don't know if we're pronouncing it right. I haven't found anybody that can pronounce plantar fasciitis, whatever. That's what he has, right? You don't even know.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't even want to try to pronounce it.
What is
plantar fasciitis?
Plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, it's terrible. Imagine how bad it hurts him. So, what do you think you're gonna miss most? This is your last go around. Has it hit you?
A little bit. It ain't hit me really yet. It's probably hit me like midway through the season.
If there's one thing this season you want everyone to remember you for, when you're gone, you want them to remember Delvon Johnson for what?
Being tough and always giving 100%.
I like it. Okay, what'd you do this off season? Where are you from? Where'd you grow up?
Chicago.
Ah, Chi-Town. Cubs or White Sox?
White Sox.
Boo! Okay, that's fine.
Well, that's good. Okay, you're a Bulls fan. Grew up a Bulls fan, no question about that. Bears fan.
Yeah.
What else? What are the two Philly? I mean, not Philly. The Chicago. Deep dish, you deep dish fan.
Mm-hmm.
Everything Chicago.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Chicago hot dog, all that. Yeah.
That's right, yeah, the Chicago dog. I'm going to get one in the airport on the way out of here, no question. Fayetteville's been a good experience for you.
Yeah.
Incoming freshmen, you tell them to stay away from what establishment on Dixon Street? There's one you just say, hey, don't even walk by that place.
All of them.
Good.
They freshmen, they don't need to be out there.
If there's one lady on campus that you introduce them to right off the bat, who is? I'm just kidding.
Oh, boy.
Don't answer that question.
This has just turned into a David Basil interview.
If there's one lady on campus you can introduce me to, who would that be?
Pat.
Well, I'm just
Stop it.
I'm just kidding. Nah, look at this. He's going to do it. And out comes Trolls, Coach Pelfrey. Well, you've done well. You hadn't cussed. You've been very complimentary to everybody. I think they made a good choice to bring you out here on Media Day.
I'm glad they did.
Delvon, get us a bunch of wins this year, my man. Good luck.
All right, thank you.